Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And here's an interesting My Story coming up, Cruising for Cancer.
Yeah, well, we love our My Stories, and this is an extraordinary one. I'd like to welcome to the show Vanessa Wider. Hi, Vanessa.
Hello, thanks for having me.
And you are a cancer survivor. It's been a year-long road, I guess, around Australia in lots of different ways. Tell us before what you've gone on to do, but tell us a little bit first about the cancer that you had. It was Hodgkin lymphoma, and take us through that first.
Yeah, I've actually had Hodgkin lymphoma twice. The first time I was 21 years old and I was diagnosed, and I had about 6 months of treatment, and I then entered remission in 2007, and then in 2010 I relapsed again, and because it's a secondary cancer I had to go through a lot more treatment.
Mm.
But I've been in remission since July last year, so... yeah, things are definitely looking up, but I had about 27 sessions of chemotherapy, 48 sessions of radiation treatment. I had a stem cell transplant and I had operations, and yeah, so it was a lengthy process to get where I am today.
So just mentally, when you were told that you had it again, what did, tell us about that experience.
I was really terrified the second time because I had lost some family members to cancer. I'd mm-hmm. also lost two friends, an 18-year-old friend to leukemia and a 20-year-old friend to a brain tumour. And when they relapsed, that's when, unfortunately, they couldn't get rid of the cancer and they passed away. So I think when it comes back a second time, you're like confronted with your own mortality, I guess. And yeah, and yeah, it was terrifying.
But you've had a plan. You've had a very big plan. And your plan was to see or tour nearly 100 towns across the country cruising for a cure. So tell us a little bit about that in terms of you want to cruise around Australia for a cancer-free future in Australia.
Yeah, so I while I was unwell, I actually got some extraordinary news from a colleague who had contacted GEICO, and they decided to donate a motorhome for 12 months for me to travel around and follow my dream of seeing Australia, and from that decided to fundraise. And it's really been a bit of an evolution, I guess. So I left not too sure what I was going to do. I had a website, I had Cruising for a Cure, I had a lot of ideas, but I've, left Melbourne, went through South Australia, Western Australia, Northern Territory, Queensland, and now here I am in Sydney. And I've just been doing fundraisers in caravan parks, in pubs, at markets, setting up stalls and contacting businesses for donations, and, raised just under $74,000.
Wow. Good on you.
Oh, thanks. I've got a target of a million, so I'm like, oh, that's 7%.
But you must have met some extraordinary people along the way and touched many lives.
Yeah, it's really funny because some people tell me that, what I'm doing has inspired them in a different aspect of their life, even unrelated to cancer. And I think you don't really even think about that sometimes, but there have certainly been so many people that have changed my life.
So how do people get involved? How do people kind of donate and help you get to what you want to achieve?
Well, I do have a website, so I do have online donations. I have actually just released a calendar which I've made, and it's got photos from Australia that I've taken, a beautiful landscape. And, so I sell them for $20 each, and 100% of the profits goes to cancer research, and they're all... I've got a little online store that people can visit. I've also got events listed on my website of where I'm going to be, and if people want to get in touch with me and organise something, I would love that. Any help I can get would be amazing, and, just love to meet people anywhere, really.
Good on you.
So what's the web address?
At www.cruisinforacure, so it's CRUISIN with the number 4acure.org.au.
Well, look, thanks for joining us on the program today and for doing such a great cause out there. And, of course, if you're sitting at home and you want to do something nice getting ready for Christmas, get behind this great cause, Cruisin for a Cure.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.